Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and the time has come. Finally.
Yes!
Epic conclusion of the three-part series we'll call The Death Fridge. If you don't know what I'm talking about, our break room fridge has not been cleaned out for over a year.
Yeah.
Because ever since the pandemic hit, we're the only people that are left in the office, and the smells emanating from that fridge are both toxic and overwhelming.
Yeah, it's
because
horrible.
Everyone who was suddenly sent home to work from home didn't get their stuff out before they left.
Nope, they left it here. It's been in there for a year, rotting away.
Lots of mold in there.
And we figured out a way to choose who is going to be responsible for cleaning it out by playing a little game of credit card roulette.
Oh, this is so gross.
So exciting.
If you heard this, we started back on Friday. Brooke, Jose, Alexis, and I all put our credit cards into a hat, and we started drawing them out one by one. If your credit card gets drawn, you're safe and do not have to clean the fridge. But if yours is the last card remaining, then you need to glove up and take on the fridge of death.
Oh, my God. You know, though, even if my card gets picked and I'm safe, I actually still feel bad for Alexis.
It's bad in there, guys.
And you know what?
Rancid.
I don't even know the people who left their food there because I never met them
once
I worked here.
You're still new.
It's stranger's food to me.
Now, in case you missed it, last week, two names were already pulled out, mine and Jose's, so we're exempt after that.
Yeah, we're safe.
Alexis, exempt means we're no longer in the run.
Okay?
And no longer in the running, it's a metaphor. For free from obligation or liability.
I get that. Thank you.
And
what does obligation mean?
You probably don't know what liability means, too.
Okay, come on.
It's going to take all day. Just know it's down to Brooke and Alexis. Two credit cards left, and your fate lies in the hands of our own Jose Bolaños.
They told me I was the one picking before the segment. I'm so excited.
Jose, I'm going to hate you, Jose, if you do not pick my name.
You better pick me.
Whoever you draw out, Jose, is safe, and the other person will be responsible for cleaning the disgusting fridge in the break room.
I'm going to cry.
Are you ready?
Jeff just looked at me and asked me if I was ready, guys. Jeff, I'm ready.
The onus lies on you to choose the name.
But they're the ones
we're either
going to
love you or hate you, Jose.
All right, Jose, this is it. Very slowly. I want you to reach into the hat and take one credit card out. It'll be very obvious whose is whose because Alexis's card has palm trees all over it.
I wish I was.
It's a reminder of spring break, okay? Feel free to swish it around.
You don't have to do it right away.
Because remember, the last card left has to clean out the fridge of death. All right, this is the moment of truth. Jose, it's time. Draw one out.
It's in my hand.
Okay. Read the name on the card.
It's backwards. Okay, hold on. It's Alexis!
Yes! Oh, no.
Palm trees!
I am so sorry.
I love you back!
That means... Oh, Brooke is crying right now. Brooke, you need to go glove up right now.
This is karma, Brooke. What? You brought this on yourself.
Because you're the one that brought this up on the show, that you were the one that said the fridge smells bad when you try to use it. So right now, glove up, put your mask on, grab the cleaning supplies, and take the walk of shame to the break room and start cleaning out whatever you can in a couple minutes. You can wipe it down. I would try and spray some of the moldy areas in there.
Brooke is going to want to put like 10 masks on for this.
If I get hospitalized from this, I'm blaming you two and suing the whole show.
Okay, I support that, Brooke.
Am I leaving right now?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wish you luck.
Bye.
And if this is the last time I ever see you, Brooke, I want to say thank you for listening to the songs of the week, okay? I'll never forget you listening to them. All right, she's leaving the studio. There we go.
I'm so happy.
Wow.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
And now she's taking the walk of shame to the break room. Brooke is on the phone with us, standing in front of the death fridge.
Oh, yes.
All right, Brooke, how you doing?
I'm putting on the gloves right now.
Okay.
Okay, we can hear her better.
I got medical grade gloves on. They're very nice.
No way.
Okay.
I've got 409.
Dude, this is smart.
And I'm about to open the fridge.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Here it is, Brooke. Open the door, please, and tell us all the wonderful sights and smells that you experience. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh my God. It smells like, I don't even know. One time I lived in an apartment where someone had died and they didn't find the body for 2 weeks, and I'm not lying, it's very similar.
Oh, maybe there is a little dead body in there.
Oh, here's just a random bag, and it has It just has barbecue sauce in their bag.
Barbecue sauce in a bag?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think that started as barbecue sauce. I think it used to be a salad.
Oh, my God. Look at this. This is leftover lasagna. It says meat lasagna. You can't see the meat anymore because there is a green film.
Gross. Oh,
God. Okay.
The box literally won't open.
Oh,
ew.
God.
Oh, no.
I would just toss the whole thing away, bro.
Oh, that's disgusting.
All right.
Oh, what is this? That is just black. I think it might used to be rice.
Bro, that's that next generation mold on it. Mold is grandparents. Yeah, it's also in that rice.
Just hearing
it.
Bro, don't tell us about it anymore. It's making me feel nauseous. I don't want to hear about it. You just start cleaning, okay? You get to cleaning. The faster you clean, the quicker it's going to be over.
Yeah.
And very true.
If you're listening, you can watch the video on the Brooke and Jeffrey Facebook page. Just warning you, it could be grosser than some of those pimple popping videos you see on YouTube.
Oh, man. And I love those. And this is grosser.
This is much worse. But go check it out.